بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this program is set for you to get to know more about interesting topics and have a great discussion to listen to. Well, this is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And here with us, we have Sister Zainab and Sister Masume. Assalamu alaikum, both of you, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself pretty much briefly. And let's start with Sister Zainab.
Okay, I'm Zainab Askari from Indian Control of Kashmir and a master's in linguistics and studying Hausa for a past decade now.
I am Masuma Jafari. I'm from Pakistan and I'm studying English literature.
That's very great. Thank you both of you for coming here. It's a pleasure to sit here and have a discussion with both of you. To forgive needs some requirements. One of them is to have a big heart.
Very big.
Such a very big heart. Like now, this question comes up when we say forgiving and being a forgiven person. This question pops up into my head that, personally, how forgiving you are.
Personally, I am quite forgiving. I know that.
Has anyone done that to you, dear?
I think every next day you come up with people, you have people. But the level of hurt differs. Like, sometimes you really don't expect. But sometimes you ignore. Sometimes you're more sensitive. Sometimes you take things on heart. It also depends on how you deal with them. For example, sometimes you take very small things on heart, but then you have, alhamdulillah, mature people around who tell you, come on, this is something like very small.
This is so trivial. I hate it when I come to talk to someone and then tell them that somebody did something wrong to me, and then they ask me what they did. I tell them their words were just like daggers. They got into my heart. These sort of occasions, the first thing I guess we have to know, you must have a sort of a skill to listen to people, first of all, when they come to you and they talk to you about their own experiences. Maybe it sounds so trivial to you, but it is not to them. So you shouldn't actually generalize your own perspective on everything. How forgiving you are.
I can be really kind and I can see myself, especially that now, because day by day we're growing, right? Mm-hmm. So I can look back and I see, okay, if my classmates do something, I don't care, I forgive. If my friends do something, I'm mature. I know that friendship is not forever, so I move on. But sometimes some special people or some specific people that we cannot remove them from our life, they do something and they do not fulfill our expectations, which they really don't have to. I cannot forgive. I am struggling with this, and I think at some point I need to take help from professionals, because at some point not forgiving is not harming that person, it's harming me, and it is stopping me from moving on, and it is stopping me from having a better perspective and a better life.
But I guess it's a self-defense, it's a defense mechanism that my brain would apply. Like, it's the only thing I can do to have hate towards that person.
Yes. Exactly. So I'm happy that you mentioned the word hate, because that was exactly revolving in my mind. So when I am not forgiving in this particular case, it's because I cannot stop hating that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I can clearly see that for this period of time, I cannot delete that person and I cannot do anything. For this few years, this is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And this hatred is going to stop me and it's going to hurt me more. And God knows how many maybe good moods I have sacrificed for this little hatred, which I call it little, but I can see how hurting it is.
By the way, this evolving mm-hmm. must come by time. Like maybe at the first year of the problem that you had, like someone broke your heart, someone did something wrong to you, betrayal, stabbing you in the back, all of these things. At the first step, you may not realize all of the words that what you said is very true. But in real life, what happens is that we go through different phases.
Yes.
At the very beginning, like when the wound is very fresh,
yes,
it's very difficult to say, okay, I'm going to forget about this wound because it's hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
No, the way I'm reacting to it makes me feel appeased. I mean, like when somebody does something bad to me and then I go and talk about it with my friend, mm-hmm, and I share this hatred that I have inside of me with my friend, it would appease me, apparently, at the very first glance. Uh-huh. But then I have to enter the next phase in order to realize that, okay, so what? All of this hate that you keep inside towards that person, does it do any good to you?
No, actually
so
no.
It needs to go, I mean, it needs time. This process of evolving needs time.
I think I have an analogy to explain that. For example, one of our akhlaq teachers, one of our ethics teachers taught us this, that, you know, why is it important to remove all those grudges, not to hold on to grudges? Mm-hmm. Because, for example, when you're bathing physically, what is the prerequisite is that we take off our clothes first and then we go for a shower. And if we do that without that, then maybe we'll feel cold, we'll get fever or things like that. In the same way, many people ask, what is the shower of a soul? We physically did this, but what is the shower of soul? The shower of soul is zikr of astaghfirullah. And then we can, if we do that, but at the same time, we hold on to grudges. It's like you're cleaning your home, you're cleaning your heart, but you're putting all the dust in one corner. You're just accumulating the dust in one corner.
You keep it as a memory.
Yeah, it does not. So does the cleaning have any impact on your house? You cleaned the whole house, but you accumulated all the dust in one corner.
Yeah.
Which is going to, again, spread the bad smell.
It would come to the surface one day.
So there was no fun of cleaning the house. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the zikr of istighfar, but at the same time, I'm not cleaning. I'm just holding on to grudges. It's like, and you know, for my own inner peace, like Sister Masuma was mentioning, she was saying that hatred, I can't stop hating this particular mm-hmm. person, but I want to help myself because this hate in turn is going to ruin me. I accept this point. I agree on that one because hatred and all those grudges are going to hurt you only ultimately. Forgiveness brings inner peace and we should practice that. And it has not been an easy, for example, you asked me in the beginning of the episode how forgiving you are and I said I'm quite forgiving. It was not always. It has not been always, but the moment I heard that if you forgive, it's a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says that if you happen to forgive others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives you.
Mm-hmm.
So I know when I make this deal, this is a very wise deal. Oh Allah, right. I am forgiving this person right now, which is really hard for me. But I'm making this deal for me. In return of this, you have to forgive my sins.
Yeah.
And indeed, I'm not more... If I forgive this person, like one of the scholars used to make this deal with Allah like that, if I forgive this person, God, and you do not forgive me in turn, then it turns out to be I'm more merciful than you, which is not true.
Exactly. I forgive, but I do not forget. Is it working? Is it a working strategy not to forget?
We cannot forget, of course, especially in the cases when forgiving was very hard. Of course, we're not going to forget it. We might get busy with our normal life, but at mm-hmm. some point we're going to remember it again. And I think it's not bad.
So it's not hindering the process of forgiving.
I think no, because like if you have moved on and if the hate is gone, if everything is fine, then it's okay to keep the memory because first of all, normally it's not in your hand mm-hmm. to forget something. Secondly, not every bad memory hurts you. It might protect you from, you know, coming problems. It might make you stronger.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's fine not to forget.
And it depends on how forgetful of a person you are.
Indeed.
Well, you know, whenever talking about the concept of forgiving, I just remember some very severe cases. very hard and complicated cases, like the case of doing a harm to someone that would change their destiny. Like what happens in many movies that you see, somebody has killed someone. Mm-hmm. Somebody has done someone so much of wrong thing that their reputation is smeared in the society in a way that they can never, never move into a better position in their life afterwards. In these occasions, I guess, if that person is forgiving, they're coming from heaven directly.
You talked about a concept of forgetting and forgiving before this. I think I would agree again with Sister Masuma on the note that it's not necessary that you forget the event. But yeah, forgiving is good. Because Islam also teaches us that. It teaches us that a mu'min, a believer, does not get hurt twice from the same person. Mm-hmm. So just because to have that, I should not forget that this particular person did this harm to me before this. So why should I forget? I should not forget to learn a lesson.
Exactly.
Not
to get to be shrewder.
Yes. So I should not use it as a revenge. No, I'm not forgetting because I'm going to take a revenge on this person.
Yes,
no, Islam teaches another story. Islam teaches that, okay, do not forget so that you do not get hurt from the same person again.
Yeah,
because a believer does not get hurt from the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm. So, and for the other question I asked, like for the hard and complicated cases that I mentioned, what qualities do you believe that these human beings have when they forgive?
Again, I think they have the anger management capability. They know the strategies to control their anger. They know how to maintain their calm and inner peace. And all those require strategies, especially the knowledge of hadith does help us. For example, we have from Imam Ali alayhi salam, two things whose reward cannot be measured is forgiveness and justice. So when I know these ahadiths, it really makes it easier for me to overlook the faults of others.
Mm-hmm. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I think the person that can forgive has reached to a level of understanding the person who has hurt him or her. So maybe in my case, if I can understand this person, that why is this person doing so? What is the background they went through? Maybe I can forgive them. So as she mentioned, of course, anger is one of the things. And the other side can also be understanding them too, because also they are as human as I am.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone, let's imagine me, if I want to forgive that person, like if I am willing to, I think I should start seeking help from Allah.
And also I should weigh my sins on one end and also my forgiving capability on the other end. The sin, the hurt that the person has brought, for example, you're saying it's not a easy hurt, it's a playing with the dignity, it's like maybe killing.
So complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated. I have to keep that on a balance. On one side, that harm or that hurt, and on the other side, I have to keep my sins on a balance, and I have to see like which one, and maybe this will, maybe Allah will. When our expectations are confined, I don't think it's going to hurt us more. I think it's very important to confine our expectations.
Yeah, so the already preset presumptions about forgiving and all the narrations that we have, everybody encourages us to be much more forgiving, but we already know that it's easier said than done. Like when you come to practice, you realize it, you understand it maybe fully, but then when you come to practice it, then things become so difficult. Many things come as interwoven to this discussion, like how much anger management you have, just like what you said, like the stories of Ahlul Bayt that we have, how they dealt with difficult situations. All of these things, like when talking about forgiving, it's as if you're talking about the personality, the entire personality and trait of a person. So it's a skill and you need to work on it.
An elderly person taught me that when you want to do that, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not to make me a glass of water, make me an ocean so that I have more capacity and I just, I neglect these things and I'll be more forgiving.
So it's a nice analogy. So I wish everyone to have a heart of ocean. Well, this was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.